sins of the father are to be laid upon the children. Therefore, I promise you, I fear you, I was always playing with you, and so now I speak my agitation of the matter. Therefore, be of good cheer, for truly, I think you are damned. There is but one hope in it that can do you any good, and that is but a kind of bastard hope, neither.
And what hope is that, I pray thee?
Mary, you may partly hope that your father got you not, that you are not the Jew's daughter.
That were a kind of bastard hope indeed. So, the sins of my mother should be visited upon me.
Truly, then, I fear you are damned both by father and mother. Thus, when I shun Scylla, your father, I fall into Charybdis, your mother. Well, you are gone both ways.
I shall be saved by my husband. He hath made me a Christian.
Yet truly, the more to blame he. We were Christians enough before, e'en as many could well live one by another. This making of Christians will raise the price of hogs. If we grow all to be pork-eaters, we shall not shortly have a rasher on the coals for money.
I'll tell my husband, Lancelot, what you say. Here he comes.
I shall grow jealous of you shortly, Lancelot, if you thus get my wife into corners.
You need not fear us, Lorenzo. Lancelot and I are out. He tells me flatly, there's no mercy for me in heaven because I am a Jew's daughter. And he says you are no good member of the Commonwealth. For in converting Jews to Christians, you raise the price of pork.
I shall answer that better to the Commonwealth than you can, the getting up of the Negro's belly. The more is with child by you, Lancelot.
It is much that the more should be more than reason. But if she be less than an honest woman, she is indeed more than I took her for.
How every fool can play upon the word. I think the best grace of wit will shortly turn into silence and discourse grow commendable in none only but Paris. Go in, Sarah. Bid them prepare for dinner.
That is done, sir. They have all stomachs.
Goodly Lord, what a wit snapper are you. Then bid them prepare dinner.
Oh, that is done too, sir. Only cover is the word.
Will you cover then, sir?
Not so neither, sir. I know my duty.
Yet more quarrelling with occasion. Wilt thou show the whole wealth of thy wit in an instant? I pray thee understand a plain man in his plain meaning. Go to thy fellows, bid them cover the table, serve in the meat, and we will come in to dinner.
For the table, sir, it shall be served in. For the meat, sir, it shall be covered. For your coming in to dinner, sir, why, let it be as humours and conceit shall govern.
Oh, dear discretion, how his words are suited. The fool hath planted in his memory an army of good words, and I do know a many fools that stand in better place, garnished like him, that for a tricksy word defy the matter. But cheers thou, Jessica, and thou, good sweet. Say thy opinion. How dost thou like the Lord Bassanio's wife?
Past all expressing. It is very meet the Lord Bassanio live an upright life. For having such a blessing in his lady, he finds the joys of heaven here on earth. And if on earth he do not merit it, in reason he should never come to heaven. Why, if two gods should play some heavenly match, and on the wager lay two earthly women, and Portia won, there must be something else pawned with the other, for the poor rude world hath not her fellow.
Even such a husband hast thou of me, as she is for a wife.
Nay, but ask my opinion too of that.
I will anon. First, let's go to dinner.
Nay, let me praise you while I have a stomach.
No, pray thee, let it serve for table talk. Then howsome'er thou speak'st among other things, I shall digest it.
Well, I'll set you forth.